everyone, and welcome to IDP Power Hour episode 2. Well, you know, we kind of get the pilot episode out of the way there, Mr. Russ. We are always, as always, we are presented by Dynasty Happy Hour on all platforms, presented and hosted and all your audio listening pleasures, Dynasty Happy Hour. We are sponsored by Trophy Smack. Use the promo code all caps Oklahoma, OKLAHOMIE, for a free ring on any trophy purchase. All right, on to the show. Now we got that money out of the way there. The host of IDP Power Hour at Clutch Russ. Clutch Russ. 72. What's up, buddy? How you doing, brother?
Not much. Just ready to get this thing rolling and let people know about the IDP world and open their minds up a little bit to a new pleasure of watching football.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm pretty excited about this show, man. We hit the ground running with another show that I do, man. And, you know, we didn't kind of start at the basics. And with this show, I'm very excited for people to go back and literally be able to start at episode 1, the pilot, and start from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and learn how to play IDP football, Russ. I'm so excited, brother. I'm so excited, man. Before we get to our main topic of episode 1, what is the meaning of IDP football? I got a special treat, Russ. Man, I feel terrible you couldn't make it, man. I know you had to work, brother, and I know stuff happens, man, you know, but I got NFL prospect, defensive back, cornerback from DeQueen, Reed Harrison DeCrow, on for an interview, a quick sit-down interview. Dude is an awesome, awesome defensive back prospect. I'm sure you're familiar with him, Russ. And let's take a quick minute to listen to that interview. And, you know, taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you weren't able to, you know, to be at the compound and perform and everything. And we won't get in all that, man. I know you get asked that 1,000 times.
Yeah.
A lot of what I want to know, man, is about the process that got you here in the first place. The people like Clay Mack, man. That's who. And I want to start our journey right there, man. Tell me a little bit about Clay Mack and what his teaching, man, is good for your game, Reed.
Yeah, well, there's honestly a reason that Clay Mack has a clientele of people like Jamal Adams and Jalen Mills and various pros continue to hit him up, and then continuous combine training programs such as Michael Johnson and Exos and various people like that continue to want his talents and want them to be on their staff to help other DBs training for the NFL. He's very intelligent about the DB position. He played at Mississippi State, and as well as he studies the game more than he studies the game more than anybody that I know, to be honest. He just breaks down every single movement within. So say a back pedal, he'll look at that first step in your back pedal. He'll look at your hands in the back pedal. He'll look at your eyes. So just like breaking it down to very, very small things so that he can fix that. And then when he fixes that, then he can fix the whole process of whatever movement you're trying to do, as opposed to trying to fix it all at once. So he's very detailed.
And that's a good transition to my next part. That's kind of how you model your game. If I'm not mistaken, Reed, you're a film rat, man. You are always in the film room. I can tell that you study a guy, man. If they do happen to beat you with the first move one time, you won't let it happen again, man. You ain't about to let that happen again, because you'll study them, man. You'll study them. You're a big learner of the game, man. And I love that from you. You model your game out of, you know, what Clay has taught you, right?
Exactly.
You know, Reed?
Right. Yeah.
All right, man. All right. So I heard you bring up some of them guys like Jamal Adams and stuff. When I think of those guys, I think about guys that are able to take over a game. You know what I mean? In one single moment. And as I'm watching tape, Reed. You know, I'm going back. I'm going way back, man. I only live about an hour and a half from you, man. So I got some friends that live around the area. I got some old videos, and I found a video 6 days before Halloween, 8 years ago, Trinity versus Irving. And the first play of the game is a kickoff. And it's a punt when the video starts playing. It's a punt, and they catch you. They catch a guy on his back foot, and I see him. He dances, and he makes one guy miss. And I'm like, oh, is that Reed? And I hear somebody in the stands, go Reed, go! I'm like, all right, I'm watching. All right, well, the next play is a reverse, and you are down the sideline, man. You take off. Nobody on the field catches you. And you rush for a touchdown. A next play is a punt. Well, you catch this one with a head of steam, man. You gone. You take a punt for a touchdown. And you know, there is another video where you're about two yards out, man, and you set the edge for the running back to come around and rush one in. Well, the next play, y'all go for two. What does Reed do? What does my guy Reed do? He throws one. So now we got a punt. We got to rush. We got to throw Reed. Was that when you knew, oh, man, I might be able to kind of take over ball games? I mean, is that when it started clicking, Reed?
I mean, honestly, I've just been playing, and I just try to play as hard as I can. And ever since I was little, my dad wanted me to do everything on the field. So I was holding kicks, playing receiver, playing running back, DB, corner, all that. So he just wanted to make sure I could be versatile. And then whenever I'm in whatever position I am, I just try to make the most of the situation.
Yeah, man. My jaw hit the floor. And then I got excited. Every time, you know, whoever was videotaping, every time they got excited, I was getting excited with them. You know what I mean, Reed? I was sitting next to them, man. I was there. Oh, man. All right, man. Let's get into a couple more things here before I let you out of here. By the way, I heard you bring up Mr. Gary, your father. I want to extend the thank you to him because he's helped me get in contact with you, and he's been an amazing person throughout this process. I know he kind of told me not to bring his name up, Reed, but, you know, I had to give him a little love there.
Oh, yeah, no, he deserves all the credit. He's working like a maniac day in and day out to help me out, and I'm just very thankful.
All right, Reed, hey. Who's the one quarterback you ready to pick off in the NFL? I got a few fan questions here, man. Reed, who's the one quarterback?
Honestly, I kind of want to pick off Drew Brees. Because my family's huge Saints fans, and whether that's if I'm on the Saints and in practice or in a game against them, like I just want to do it one time. So
yeah, Reed. Hey, there's rumblings that them Saints kind of lock you towards that end or part of that first. One, two, Reed. You might just get win, baby. All right. And same fan question. The one wide receiver you're ready to cover. One wide receiver, man.
I think it'd be Keenan Allen. And I say Keenan Allen because he's very crisp in his routes. He's really a technician. He might not be the fastest, but he's like all year in and year out, he's always an all pro. And I kind of want to see my skill set against his skill set, because if he's a technician and I'm a technician, then I think it'd be a good matchup.
Ooh, I like that, Reed. I like that. Yeah. And I kind of missed one here about, you know, your beginning. I know you started out at Mississippi State. You did the transfer thing. I know they had some coaching changes there. You know, you were happy with Boise State with no bad terms. I know that. I kind of did a little bit of digging, and I know that Yale actually sent out some letters your way, and actually, no, Cornell did as well, right? Cornell?
Yeah, Cornell.
Yale actually wanted you to play a little bit of offense, or kind of had the rumblings in it, maybe some jet sweeps and stuff. So,
yeah.
but you ended up going to Boise State, and you met a guy there that kind of had a big mark on your career, Reed, and that's Cedric Wilson. Can you take a second just to tell us about how amazing of a person Cedric Wilson is?
Yeah, Cedric, he's an animal. On the field, he's everything that he should have got drafted higher, in my opinion. He's tall, he's fast, he's quick out of his breaks. And then you saw that what he did on Saturdays at Boise to make those highlight plays, he was doing that in practice. and he just brought it 100% every day in the weight room and all that. So just going against him was really a blessing, because not every day you get to practice against an NFL draft NFL draft pick each day in practice. So it kind of helps you get better. And I kind of used the term earlier, iron sharpens iron. So I was just really, really appreciative to have those battles against him, me winning some and him winning some. So.
Yeah. All right, Reed. Well, hey, man, I know you're a busy guy. I know you just got home. I know we just connected, man, but we've been chatting back and forth. Please don't be a stranger, man. Get settled in at home. Thank you for joining the IDP Power Hour. I'm going to get up with you. I'm making your highlight tape right now, man. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Gay. And thanks for joining the show, man. I couldn't thank you enough. I very much appreciate it, Reed.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. We got to do this again sometime.
Anytime, man. Hey, anytime you're ready. And I told old Pops I'm going to get him on, too. And we're going to be up in Dallas at the end of March for a Comic-Con thing that I got to take the kid to.
Yeah.
I told Gary I might sneak away, and we might get one of them adult beverages or two. So I might see y'all here in about a month or two. All right, Reed?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right. See ya.
Later, Reed. All right, folks, there it was, the interview with Mr. Reed Harrison DeCrow. He's a fantastic guy, right, Russ? I mean, his character just gleams through, man. He just brightens up the room, man. I love the guy.
Yeah, he seems like a great kid, and he's going to have an incredible potential to get a spot on the field. I mean, I was watching a little bit of film, and it seems like he's got some pretty quick feet, and his size, maybe to cover the slot receiver type, is kind of how I see him playing or starting out. If he gets a few snaps here or there, for sure, probably maybe some special teams, you know what I mean?
So, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's great point on the special teams, because that's what he was asked to do here late in his career, was cover the special teams, and that's what he's been asked to do in this offseason, was cover the special teams. He did that on point. And great point on the coverage, because nickel, he's actually been the number three, I believe it was, ranked nickel cornerback coming into this draft. So great point on that one, Russ. Great point, bro.
Yeah. He's not afraid to come down and hit anybody either, I noticed.
Yeah, man. I got the highlight package dialed up. I'll be releasing that the same time we're releasing this show. I'll be releasing the highlight package. I released part one earlier, and I've got some tape of him, Russ, where he's a freshman at Trinity High School in Dallas. They are playing Irving, and this kid, Russ, he takes over the ball game. He returns a punt for a touchdown. He throws for a touchdown. He blocks. He lead blocks for the running back on the edge to set it for a kid to score a touchdown. The very next play, throws for a 2-point conversion. I mean, he just does it all in this game. It's very special to see, man. So thanks to Reed, and thanks to his father, Gary Harrison DeCrow. Just an amazing family and outreach to me. And if anybody can see the video feed, I'm not sure if you can. I got the jersey behind me. Thanks to the guy signed. That's an outstanding family.
That's sweet.
All right. Well, Russ, hey, without further ado, I've had a lot of people asking, man, when's the first one dropping? We need to know what is the meaning of IDP. Russ, I'm going to let you take the floor, brother. The floor is yours. Folks want to know, what is the meaning of IDP fantasy football, brother? Give it to them. Come on, Russ. Come on, Russ.
First of all, I'd like to start out with just hashtag no more team defense, because IDP is individual defensive player. So what we're looking at here is just the same amount of fun, if not doubling it, because you get to pick offensive players. And hey, you know what? You can also pick defensive players, and you can pick your poison how you please, anywhere from positions to scoring format. And then it's just trying to find that balance. When people want to ask all these questions, there's a lot of variables out there to know, to be able to answer those as accurate as possible. So
that's right.
To me, that's what it means to me. and just to get the word out there and, you know, give them defensive players some loves. They work their ass off out there, and everybody just wants to draft the next, you know, Joe Burrows, you know, or something like that, or J.K. Dobbins. I mean, give some love to the Chase Youngs, the A.J. Epinesans.
Give me some Isaiah Simmons, baby. Give me those Simmons all day, baby.
Yeah, between Simmons and even that Murray from down there in Oklahoma.
Yep. Hey, I'm just a little bit shy on his instincts. I don't like really his pre-snap reads, and his line of attack isn't always the greatest. You know, that's why I put him in Tier 2 and Isaiah in Tier 1 by itself. But that might be for a different episode there. Because as you said, individual defensive players. The way IDP started out was people got tired of picking one defense. Let's say it was the Denver Broncos because they had Von Miller. And you got this defense because they had this superior rush in Von Miller. And they had this defensive back in Ward. And they had this ultimate group. Well, one pick six ends. Your team defense is not. The Denver Broncos are useless that night. You might as well not have used them that week. It ruins the whole team defense. When one player or one group, say the defensive backs hurt the whole nucleus of a team. It hurts it. So people got tired of one group hurting the whole team and their whole roster position. So they was like, well, what if we just added the four linebackers? And we just played with linebackers. We picked four linebackers and we drafted them. Oh, that was fun. How about we add the defensive end? Oh, how about we add the defensive tackles? Oh, how about we add quarterbacks? Russ, it's growing sport. IDP is picking your individual player on the defense that you love the most. If you want Roquan, get him. If you want Chandler Jones because he went to the Seahawks this offseason, hot nugget. If you want Chandler Jones and that linebacker, you can get him on the same defensive team, Russ. That is individual defensive player fantasy football.
Yeah, correct. Along the lines, like I was saying, you know, the stats on a team defense, you're only getting so many stats. There's no tackle stats, you know, when it comes to team defenses versus IDP. I mean, you get just your basics. You get special teams, I guess. That can be a bonus. I remember I had the Bears special teams back with Devin Hester, and let me tell you, that was a good one to have. That's definitely a good one to have. But IDP gets a little bit more individualized and a little bit more specific and a little bit more stats for your players, just to get a little bit more points, you know.
Okay, so I'm going to break it down just a little bit more. What we're talking about when we say individual defensive players, there's two main roster formats. The roster formats go by defensive backs. Defensive backs can be a main group of cornerback and safety, or in some of the more expert analytical leagues, you'll find where they'll split the DBs up into cornerback and safety to play both.
Right.
Okay, then we move to the defensive line. The defensive line in one format can be just defensive line the same way it can be just defensive back. So on chart A, we're looking at just DB. We're looking at just defensive line. We're looking at linebacker. And that would be the three groups, wouldn't it, Russ, on chart A, on your more simpler starter beginner IDP league, wouldn't you say that would be the three groups that we're looking at here? linebacker, DB, defensive line.
Totally agree. I mean, that's what I do, honestly. You know, I have so many starters at each position, and at the same time, depending on what format you play, you watch how they are positioned for sure. You know, you could almost get to sometimes a linebacker / safety in there.
Exactly. Okay, and that brings us to chart B right here, Russ. We got A right here, and that's just three positions, guys. You know, listeners, that's just three positions here that you're looking at adding. Defensive back, let's say you add two defensive backs, okay? And then we come down here to the middle position, which is linebacker. Let's say you add four of them, because there's plenty of linebackers to go around, folks. We love the linebackers. The tackle numbers are up there. It's fun to play with them. Let's add four. So we're at two defensive backs. We're at four linebackers. Defensive linemen. It's always fun to play with the edge guys, folks. It's always fun to play with edge guys and the defensive ends. The defensive tackles, your Buckners, your Grady Jarrett, your premier top defensive tackles. It's always fun to get them in there. Okay, so, Russ, how many defensive linemen do you think? We got two defensive backs. We got four linebackers. How many defensive linemen are we giving them on our chart A beginner league right here, brother, on the left side? How many defensive linemen?
Well, you got to go at least one. You could do two, pending
Let's
how.
Let's do two. Let's do two, Russ.
Okay.
Let's do two. Okay. So, on chart A, we got our defensive backs. We're starting two. We're starting four linebackers. Okay. So, me and Russ are just asking you for eight players out of 32 NFL teams that play defense half of the football game, folks. We're not asking you a lot here. We're asking you for eight players. Join us with these eight players. Okay, and then let's talk about chart B just for a quick second here, Russ. We got our DBs. We're splitting them up. We've got cornerback. We've got safety. We're doing two safeties. We're doing two cornerbacks, right, Russ? In our more developed, you know,
right, more advanced, more advanced type league. Yeah, for sure. A little bit more dynasty-ish.
Okay, so we're four up there. That's how I started out, by the way. There wasn't no podcast like, you know, the IDP Power Hour for people to sit down and, you know, kind of help learn about it. There wasn't none of that. There was just, here's a shark tank, jump in it. You know?
Right.
That was all there was, bro.
Figure it out.
Okay, so, we got two cornerbacks, we got two safeties. We're still doing four linebackers, right, Russ?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, you can keep that there.
Right, okay. So, but now we're already at eight. We're at eight. What we're already ended up with on chart A, we're already there in two groups, in the more developmental leagues. That's, okay, why I'm getting to this point is that's how people say, Russ, that this is more work. It's not more work, brother. It's more work you make it, Russ.
Right.
We don't start out playing fantasy football in super flex, tight end, premium, PPR leagues. We don't start fantasy football out like that, Russ. So why would we start IDP football out like that? It's not that much work if you break it down with chart A than you do with chart B. Because we ain't even got into starting our two defensive tackles. And Russ, we got to start three edge guys. We got to start three defensive ends. We got to, brother, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, hey, boom, that's five more. That's five more, Russ. We're at 13 more players. Yeah, I agree with the public. I can see how you see chart B is more work over here. I agree. Promise you. Yes, I agree. If you think it's too much work, holler at me and Russ. We're going to get some leagues together that has chart A over here established. And it breaks it down for you easier and will ease you into it. Right, Russ?
I think something I'd add to that is a little bit of balance, I guess, depending on how many offensive players you're going to start. Because you're also going to have your offense as well. And so unless you're going to strictly just do IDP, defense and no offense. I mean, there are some people that do that and love playing that way. I mean, just watch.
You know what, Russ? This is going to be an IDP Power Hour league, so we can do whatever the hell we want to. How about that, bro?
Well, and that, I just want the listeners to know that, you know, it's not a cookie cutter deal. You
That's
know,
right.
you can,
That's
you
right.
can make it how you want it. You can do That's all right. different types of angles. You know, so I mean,
we're going to keep it simple. Year one, yeah. We want to do chart A, right, Russ? We want to start them out with just DBs. We want to start out with four linebackers. That sounds like a lot of linebackers, guys, but tackles equal production. Tackles equal production. You know, that's I'll preach it until, you know, I'm blue in the face. Russ, tackle equal production. Linebackers get that production.
Right, right. Yeah, I just, like I said, I just wanted to make sure the listeners are aware that with the balance.
Correct.
The offense you start compared to your defense, you know, that's all that
well,
plays
in. Hey, let's talk about that a little bit. Let's talk about it right now. And hey, we can get the startup going, Russ. You know, we can get a listener league going right now. The downloads were incredible on the pilot episode, Russ. There's nothing to say that this episode won't be just as fire, brother. Let's talk about it right now. Let's get a little listener league going for the newcomers to IDP. For the people that are ready to sit down in class with us and start at square one, brother, let's talk about what we want to do. We want to start with a chart A. We want to start with two DBs, four linebackers, two defensive linemen. That's the IDP side. What do you think needs to be the offensive side, brother?
The offensive side? Oh, I don't know. I'm biased. I like two quarterback leagues.
I like two quarterback myself. I love two. Okay, boom. Superflex. We're there. We're moving. All right, Superflex.
You got to probably run with at least two running backs.
Two RBs. I agree. I do agree. So we're at two QB. We're at two RBs. All right, we're going three wide receiver, Russ.
I'm cool with that. You just want to do one tight end?
I'm cool with that because it's a dying breed, baby. We fixing that. I mean, that's why they have to make it tiny and premium. And, you know, it's a dying breed, baby. It's a dying breed.
Yeah, I just started noticing a lot more people with that tight end premium stuff. I think I'd rather play IDP than tight end premium, you know. That's just me personally.
Playing off.
I've been in my league when it first started, when I first was ever in one, it had two tight ends, and we actually cut that down to one, but we also started like 17 total starters, including offense and defensive side of the ball, we also had a team defense in that as well, but that's not that everybody's got to do what I'm doing. I'm just giving you an example.
Exactly, let's tell them again, Russ, we're here just to give you, you know, an idea of what we'd do if me and Russ started back at square one with the knowledge we have now. We're not telling you how to run your leagues. We're not telling you this is the way it is or nobody will like you. This is not, we're not coming in here strong footing it around. Guys, folks, homies, ladies, we are just coming in here to tell you how we would do it if we started back at square one and some pointers along the way. Correct, Russ?
Right, for sure. And it just that just makes the draft that much more entertaining, man. That's right, brother.
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest, that's the favorite time of fantasy football. Draft day is by far the best day.
Wonderful like, time like, of the year.
Hell yeah.
All right, Russ. Well, man, them s'mores are hollering at me. I done had me a couple of chili dogs, and, you know, them s'mores are really getting at me. I think we did good for this episode. You know, we got the killer interview from the NFL prospect. We broke down the meaning of IDP. Episode 3, we're coming hard with Russ. I know you can't wait to tell them the meanings of a 3-4 and a 4-3 defense and the outside linebacker talk and the edge talk. And if edge should be included in defensive ends, And oh, Russ, that one is juicy, brother. That one's juicy, yeah. Brother.
Yeah, that one's going to be exciting, and that's where a lot of dilemma in the IDP world of community-wise comes into play. You know, there's a lot of confusion. Who wants who?
I almost forgot our listener questions, man. I almost forgot the listener questions. And I was so excited to talk about these, man. I was so excited to talk about these. By the way, you heard what I just said about five minutes ago about this is just me and Russ's opinions on the way we would do things. This is not a set in stone way of life for IDP. There is so many different variables. There's so many different things you can do, even in just offensive fantasy football. It's the same way with IDP. There's so many ways you can construe it and, you know, finagle it. And so, you know, this is just me and Russ's opinions, okay, folks? So, here we go. Question number one, Russ. Here we go, brother. This is from Nature Boy. Woo! And Pro 5, and baby. Oh, I couldn't wait to do that one, man. I couldn't wait to do that, Russ. I mostly do IDP redraft with the boys every year, so I got a question. So we're at IDP redrafts, Russ. In a rookie draft, would the first round be too high to take a guy like Simmons? Notice the first thing he said. The fourth word in this whole question was IDP redraft, brother. So, in a rookie draft, would the first round be too high to take a guy like Simmons? Not in a rookie draft.
Yeah, not in a rookie draft.
I'm going to take it as he might have got a little ahead of himself and messed up texting or, you know, typing it out. I'm going to say that he meant, is a rookie too high to take in a redraft in the first round? Is Simmons too high to take in the first round of a redraft? That's the way I'm going to take it, Russ.
Okay, yeah, with that being said, there's two variables that I'm going to want to know, and that's scoring format and then also how many positions. Me personally, I would probably, well, actually, how many teams are in this league as well? You know, if we're 10 teams, depending on the structure, I might late first, but for sure in the second. But if we're looking at 12 team plus, first round, I think is perfectly fine to take a player like them, and especially depending on your scoring format. I mean, that's going to be a tall tale sign, and I get it if it's a redraft league. That's fine as well. You're going to be able to get some good scoring from a player like that. He's going to be on the field constantly. He's never going to get off of the field. He's going to make tackles for you all over. So I would definitely, in a lower team number, 8 to 10 team leagues for sure, 12 plus, maybe back in for sure, second round and rookies only. I know there's going to be a few hot offensive side. But at the same time, I ain't telling anybody, if you like a guy and you don't want anybody to get him at the end of the first round because you got some little IDP gurus in your league and you kind of know that, well, then you might have to bump that pick up a little bit, I've noticed, in a couple that I got myself into. And there are some sharks out there, and you just can't wait on those guys.
Did you nail it? Did you nail it, my brother? That is why we are on the IDP Power Hour together, my homie. That was it right there. Russ just said it. Hey, you better look at your damn teammates. If you are the only one listening to IDP Power Hour, if you're the only one that might have, you know, a subscription to DHH or the Dynasty Nerds or DLF, if you are the only one that gets this kind of advice, hey, step back, like Russ said, you know, waiting at the end of that first round, that second, you know, sit, wait, like it, you know, like a cheetah in the grass, you know, wait on it, baby. But you bet, hey, if there is some sharks in that league, you better get Simmons. Because this guy, especially if there is no offense, if this is just an IDP only league, Isaiah Simmons is in the same caliber as Devin Bush, Bobby Wagner, Blake Martinez, Devin Bush. This guy is in the same caliber as all of them right now, Russ. Yeah. Right now, brother. Right now.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to be excited to get him, and I hope I can at least get him in a couple of leagues. I don't know, drafting in the middle of my so right, I've been gunning for him.
All right, buddy, we got another one here. We got another one. This is from Sean Tenorelli. Tenorelli, God damn, I like that last. Gosh dang, I like that last name. I just stated that part. Gosh dang, I like that last name. That makes me want like some pasta, like some breadsticks, some, you know, some Parmesan. Sean Tenorelli. Sean Tenorelli. I guarantee you that's Italian, Russ. I guarantee you, brother. Okay, fellas. What statistical research do you feel most important when evaluating rookie IDP candidates? Also, in rookie drafts, what pick is too high to draft if an IDP player, if they're special? And he used the quotation, special, Russ. Look at it. You got it.
Yeah, that's special, brother. I go back to referring to Isaiah Simmons there, and I think that probably covers a little bit of that question. Exactly. As far as some statistical research, I guess.
I just watch tape, baby. That's all I do.
No, that definitely, eye test, you know, a lot of people want to discredit that, but people see what people see, you know.
That's me.
Great at that. I guess for myself, you know, I want to look at some, depending on the player, you know, how many years did he start in college? Was he consistent as far as what his tackle production was? You can do that. Tackle for loss would be another thing I would look at, and just, I mean, obviously you don't have a whole lot to go through. I've got a couple ideas that I'm trying to see if I can't get out there to find a more consistent tackle research, I guess you could call it. But
you'll find as you're following people through this community, and as you know, you go through game through game through game, you'll pick up a person on somebody's opinion. Right. That guy's liable to shit the bed that week, or he's liable to just strike it rich for you. You're liable to hit your wagons to what that person says right off the bat after week one, and you are off of somebody's total opinion off of an off-season program. So don't rush to judge people's, you know, facts and, you know, their judgment for what they do, and, you know, them getting out here on podcasts and stuff and putting their word and their thoughts and everything out here. Don't judge people so quick. Wait a little bit to get your following and make your own judgment. You know, mix a little bit of the tape with the numbers, with yourself, and come over with an overall judgment for yourself. Don't pick a fence. Don't get on one side of the fence. Grass can be green on both damn sides. I promise. It can be green just as good as it can be green over here. And we can all meet in the middle, and we'll just throw green grass across the damn fence, okay? Just, it can all be happy. We can all be happy, Ruff.
Right, right. Yeah, that's a great point.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, like I said, Got the fan questions out of the way, so yeah. Let's go ahead and sign off here. And Russ, any parting words before we get out of here, brother?
No, I'm good, man. I was excited to do another show with you, and hopefully build off this and keep climbing up that ladder and see we get more following, more questions. That was great. Thanks for those. And let's just. Thanks to the DHH guys, the whole community there, and for giving this opportunity to have this show. And we'll just kind of get some consistency going here, hopefully, and be able to put some more content for people to listen to or watch. I don't know if we'll be on YouTube or not or anything like that, but for sure on listening.
We'll get there. We'll get there. But like Russ said, man, you know, just big shout out to Tyler and the guys over at Dynasty Happy Hour for being able to put our show on their platforms. And you know, the pilot episode was just so overwhelmingly, you know, positive, Russ. Whoa, man. Whenever Tyler showed me some of the numbers, man, I was like, woo, what? Excuse me? What? Okay, but, hey, so, hey, that's good. That's good. That means we have, you know, we have content that people want, Russ. So, I tell you what, just like Russ said, we're going to get a little bit better with the consistency. We're going to start hitting you. Hey, this will be 2 weeks in a row, folks. This is two weeks in a row right here, baby. We hit you back to back. So, hey, consistency. Here it comes, Russ. Here we come.
Yeah. Great. That's how you do it. All right.
For episode two, thanks to Mr. Reed Harrison DeCrow joining us tonight on the interview. Oh, man, I can't thank you enough for joining us. Thank you to Dynasty Happy Hour, Tyler Guthner, and thank you to our sponsor, Trophy Smack. Use that promo code OKLAHOMIE, all caps, OKLAHOMIE, for a free ring on any trophy purchase. And don't forget to follow my brother from another mother at ClutchRust72, myself at OKLAHOMIE Doug. We'll see you next time at episode 3, learning zone defenses, baby. What the hell is an outside linebacker? We'll see you next time. IDP pal out. We're out, baby. Peace.
IDP Power Hour with Clutch Russ in OKLAHOMIE.